Why are we
smoking?
I thought I said shh. Okay, what I say? We're in the middle of discussing a very important question that came up in Rashi and Taisus. What is the chiddush of the parish of Shlichus Yad? Hooray! Without Shlichus Yad, there's a parish of Geneva. Right? So why by Shaymer, what's this chadish by Shaymer, the parish of Shlichus Yad? So, in Rashi, we suggested that Rashi holds the chiddush of the parish of Shlichus Yad over the general parish of Geneva is that even though you only shleich yad b'miktas, you're chayiv on the whole thing. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. And Rashi said, that's what he learns in Mishnah. Even though he only was in the schab and the shleich b'yad b'mitzasa, he's chayiv b'kula, v'avla gezeilo, u'boya shava, etc. So, that seems to be Yeshita's Rashi. It's also the Shita of the Ran, not in our sugya, in the next sugya. The Gemara later, the Baal Menachem, it talks about the case of the Roya, the shepherd putting the stick on the behemoth, the whole sugi there about ikka sugi shlichsiyat sarchsar and leitzibosar. So the chlush Iran over there is mevor mitarich devarav that the side of the chiddush of shlichsiyat is that even though you shleich not the miktas, still you're chayiv on the whole thing. Whereas in the parish of Geneva, you don't have that. The Rebbe Geneva, whatever you steal, you steal. Whatever you don't steal, you don't steal. Mashenki in the chiddush of Shlichus Yad by Shaimrim and Moish Shalach Yodim Lechas Re'eyu, that chiddush is a chiddush that even if it's not a mitzvah, Yichayev Shlichus Yad and the whole thing.
What does it mean, Kula? Does it mean that
the whole thing?
What I mean is half the bottle. So take half a bottle of yain, I have your barrel of yain, I'll pay you for the rest. But
he's considered ganav on the rest. He's considered the whole barrel is bershusai, yeah. And if something happens to the barrel, even an oinus is chayiv an oinus. That's where it comes lamaisa. That he's considered a ganav on the whole barrel, even though he's not mischav to steal the whole barrel. And if it's come bershusai, it's chayiv ba'ainsin. Now, Rashi Ba seems to be clear that's the Yisoy. The Ritva does not seem to understand that in Rashi, because the Ritva on that Mendalid, where the Mishnah says a chayshiv l'shleich yad v'chadim, the Mishnah taught us a chayshiv b'sham beis hillel. And then the Mishnah says, "Hites a chavis, v'not by manner of vias, v'nishbara ain't a mishal melar vias." Mishnah mechal between if you tilted the barrel, you took a revias, or you picked up the barrel to take a revias. If you took pick up the barrel, even though all you want to take a revias yain from the barrel, you chayim the whole barrel. Rashi says, "Nava kniya b'hadba v'chsarin minatilas revias sichay b'ainsin." So, and Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel loy notal notal mamish." You don't even need to take the revias. Al kiva shekbi alital afa bish loy notal yirchay. Okay, even though you didn't actually take the revias. You picked it up in order to take revias. You're chayiv. So Gemara says, "Lame because I have a shmul shlichus yad ain't zu chasarin." So chayiv, if you didn't take the revias, the chayir, if you hold the shlichus yad need chasarin, which means you actually have to take it, right? Shlichus yad need chasarin means you have to actually be mechaser the pekadim. If you didn't take it yet, and you're not mechaser the pekadim, then how you chayiv? So the Gemara. Shani hacha the nichle to have a hacha as kula basas larevias. It's in his best interest that the whole barrel should serve as a basis, as a base for the Revi'ah. So the Revi'ah's Yayin by itself will get spoiled. Says Rashi. It shouldn't get so sour. Shouldn't become vinegar. But if you just have a revius by itself, it could get spoiled easier. You have it in part of the whole barrel. You don't have that chash. So therefore what? Says Rashi. Uloyim shlichus yad b'davar acher tzricha chasarim. Normally we hold maybe shmol shmichus yad tzrich chasarin. If you pick up something, aldas, whatever it is, aldas b'machasarit, you're not going to be chayiv unless you're actually machasarit. Hoven it up, lam nas ligz, lo skula, elo shloich b'yad. Right? Because if you pick it up to steal it, Rashi is saying, Yichayet. But if you pick it up to steal it, you picked it up only to Mishlech Bayan, Ushlich is Yad Loich Sarin Lesa. And therefore, so you're not going to be Chayet Al Shlich is Yad. Havel Yayin, Shein Mishtamar El Beklim Mole, Havel E Kmi, Shinotal, Venichoy, Imashar, Lishtamar, as if you took it, and put it back, that it should be protected by the rest of the barrel. Benasa shoyol, I'll call shara chavis. So Rashi says, benasa shoyol, I'll call shara chavis. Now it's kilu, the revius, the shlichas yad, and you're shoyol on the rest of the barrel. Right? So that sounds like a shnickel, that you're that the reason why chayiv on the whole barrel, fizet, is not midin shlichus yad midin miktsas kekuloi yichayim no kuloi, rather midin shayol. A shayol is also chayiv in ayinsim. Right, not mitzvah the parish of shlichus yad, which makes you a ganav.
You're
chayiv because you're a shayol. So the Ritva over there takes issue with Rashi. Mizan Rashi, Mizan Ol Rashi, and he says Zetar Pirsh Rashi. V'nir Medvara Shmegbias Kod Naldas Shalach Yad Mitzasai Oish Shalach Yad Mitzasai Ein Chayev El Mas Shalach Yad V'loy B'Sharah Pekodim Afal Pishu Gufecha. Says Medva, he's Medayik in Rashi. Rashi Memdalid, not like we're being Medayik, he doesn't quote our Rashi, but when the Ritva's Medayik in Rashi Memdalid, not like we've been saying in our Rashi. In our Rashi, we're saying that the whole Chiddush of Shlichus Yad, the whole Chiddush in the parish of Shlichus Yad, even though you only Shlech Yad Mikzas, you're considered Yechayim in the whole thing, considered Gazlan in the whole thing, that is the parish of Shlichus Yad. Yeah? But Rashi, Zokir Ritva, Rashi Memdalid is Mashma, that as the parish of shlichus yad, if you're shlech yad b'miktsas, which that's the case over there, it's as if you took out that erevias, you're not, that itself is not a reason to mechayev you on the rest. Elam came as chayev and then shoyel. See, the Ritva understands in Rashi. The Ritva understands in Rashi that what's mechayev you at the end of the day, what's mechayev you in the whole barrel at the end of the day is what? Only midin shoyl, not midin the parasha shlichus yad. That's Rashi's, then Rashi's your shoyl and the rest. Hikshu olav. Okay, they've been asking kasha from the case of Raya, which we didn't see the case yet. Right. And he asks even more Rashi, because Gemara says that loy notal mamish. Right? What did Shmuel say? I'm a Shmuel. Loy notal mamish. Al kiven shekbia litol. Yeah, abish loy notal. It's mashma. Kol shken, it was notal. Right? The Mishnah says notal. Come Shmuel and says you don't need notal. Yeah. You don't need notal. What?
Our
Mishnah? No, Gimel Beis. You didn't see Gimel Beis?
No, you didn't see.
Okay, so Mishnah says, Hegbiya v'natal, Hemen Revius. Yeah? V'nishba mishali, the mei kula. Yeah, comes along Shmuel and says, you don't need nakla mamish. Even hegbia, yeah, even hegbia yichayev. Kima shegbia lito, apish loy nakal yichayev. It's mashma, says Ritva, but if it was taka nakal mamish, Shmuel says, you don't need nakal mamish. But if it was nakal mamish, Smashma, you read the Mishka Pshutai, you also chayiv. Right? This is going to Rashi, you're not going to be chayiv because you're not a shayil. Huh? You didn't see the Mishka either?
Yes, sir.
You did see it, good. So, right? So that's what Buzz has a problem with Rashi. Again, Rashi, the way that Buzz learned Rashi, Rashi saying, why are you chayiv in the whole barrel by Shmuel when you picked it up, I'll das to take one revius. Why are you chayiv? What's Machayiv in the whole barrel? Onions and the whole bit breaks. You chayiv in Einstein. What are you chayiv for? Shoyel, right? But the Gemara says Ritva, the Gemara is mashma not like that. Because the Gemara says, Shmuel reads Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Natal, Hegbiv, Natal, Yichayim, no barrel. Comes against Shmuel and says, Loi Natal, Natal, Mamish, Ella, Hegbilito, that's enough. But it's mashma that you don't need Natal, Mamish. But if it was Natal, Mamish, Avad Yichayim, no thing. But if it's Natal, Mamish, then you're not a shayel on the rest. You're only a shayel if it was not the lito, right? You want to take a one revius, you don't want to get spoiled, you take no barrel, and the whole barrel serves as a protection for that revius, so then you're a shayel on the rest of the barrel. But if you took it out, if you actually took the revius, you're not a shayel. So why chayev? Therefore he says,
well, it can't be two different reasons.
What?
Why can't it be two different reasons?
What do you mean? No, because then you don't need a second. You don't need the first. You don't need the shal. You don't need the shayla. You're telling me that you're chayiv. You don't need. You're telling me that if you're shalach, you have a mitzvah. That itself is the reason of chayiv in the whole thing. Then you don't need them. Why is Rashi discussing the shayla? So the Trumas Hakri, and Simrei Sai Beis Beis, Tzais's brother, he's the one that really opens up the sugya of what we're discussing. What is Shlichus Yad different than Geneva? And he brings down the Rashi on Daf Mem Dalet. He brings down the Ritva's problem with the Rashi. But he wants to say that no, he wants a miyash of the Rashi. If a carrot, the Rashi, like Rashi Bayas. He also doesn't bring down the Rashi Bayas. For some reason, I don't know why no one brings down the Rashi Bayas. Very odd. But he wants to learn, the Shulman Zakri wants to learn the Rashi and the Mem Dalet like Rashi Bayas. Like this. He brings down the Ran on the Menalev that he does bring down. The Ran says that the Chiddush of Shlichus Yad is that even though he's only mixed, he chayim the whole thing. Afiz that the Rashi nechayichim v'yisharim. The Amad the Kama Shmuel loy natal natal mamish elag bialitol. Afa pishloi natal, but since the tani natal in manner of is, right? It means that you picked it up in order to take revius. Oh, and the Gemara thought shulchan answer chasarin. Shalhas nichle to have a chavez bosses. What's the line? Even the ice revius, asher eskav and litol kana. Mischaibain, Simtaris Gazlin. Gamal Sher Mischaibin didn't show, come up with Rashi. Oh, it's like this. Shlokan. Thank you. So he wants it like this. And over there it's not Shlichas Yad. Over there it's not Shlichas Yad. Because what do I want to say? That really Shlichas Yad needs Chasar, right? What do I want to say? Leim Kasav is Shmuel Shlichas Yad and it's Chasar. I'm Eloi, Shani Hossam, the Nichalei. You know, it's really Shlichas Yad, it says the Gemara needs Chasar, right? But, and I over here, you weren't Mechasarit. So over here, right? Again, the Gemara is going now, it really needs Chasar, right? So it means in order to be the parish of Shlichas Yad, there has to be Chasara. And over here there's no Chasara. You didn't take it away. You were Mechasa, the one revius from the barrel. Right? So since we're going now, Shlichas Yad, Sara Chasara. And over here you don't have a Chasara. So it means the parish of Shlichas Yad you don't have. When there's a parish of Shlichas Yad, when there's a Chasara, or Madam Ain Sar Chazarin. So now that's the parasha Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad the Mikzas, like our Rashi is chayv in the whole thing. But over there you weren't Mechasa. Over there you weren't Mechasa. And Elamai, so there you're Pashtaganov on the Revias. So why chayv in the rest? There Rashi has to say, I'll show you.
Why does he call the revius Shlichas Yad then? Mm-hmm. Why does he call the revius over there Shlichas Yad? Chiyuv is Shlichas Yad. He's chayv as a ganav or Shlichas Yad?
So he wants to say that if you're Rashi, you chayv as Gaza, not Shlichas Yad.
Is Rashi, I even see Rashi.
What? You can see Rashi inside. Let's see Rashi inside.
Sounds like Rashi said that
he's Shlichas Yad. Let's look at the Rashi again. Says Rashi, "Olam shechaz yad b'davar acher tzricha chesaron. Anoit al pekad the magbi al menas shleich b'yad kolz meshleich chas enim mischayim. Hal v'not al menas ligzol as kulo al shleich b'yad shlichas yad b'leich chesaron lesa. Aviyayin. He doesn't say b'feresh that shlichas yad here. Okay, if anything, the Mishkim wants b'dayak Rashi. Rashi says, "Olam shechaz yad b'davar acher tzricha chesaron." That line of Rashi might be mash. That's mash from that over here. That is the chesed, but shechesed davracha needs chesed over here. It doesn't. No, be asked that. What does Rashi say? I'm a night because I'm asked to show up a yad. Calls man shloichot and the mechayim, but hayov lo not lam nas ligzos kula. Okay, I'm not sure what it was. Kitzer, again, Rashi by us, the Chayr is clear that, like the Ran, the Shlich Yad, the Mikzah, that's a part of the Chid of Shlich Yad, Shlich Yad, Mitzah, you can see the Shlich Yad from the whole thing. Rashi on the Mem Dalid is a bit problematic. According to Ritva, the Ritva stands in the Rashi that we don't say this Yisoy, that Shlich Yad, the Mikzah is not going to be Mekhaiv and everything. The only reason why Mekhaiv there is Al Shoyel. And the Shulchan Aruch agree. Wants to look up in Rashi that over there, it's like, over there we're going Manam Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chasaron, right? And therefore, by picking it up to be kind of one revius, there is no Chasaron. So there, you're Pashta Ganav on the revius. And the reason why Chayav the rest is Al Shei Atak, not Al Tzaparash of Shlichas Yad.
Right.
That's how the Rebbe wants. That's how the Truma Screen wants the Rashi, and that's in that which stem with the Rashi by us. Again, the Rashi there is b'chal na'pash. I'm saying what we're saying. The Shita the Ran is clear in our sugya, and that's Yisrael v'Shlichas Yad. Shita's Rashi is a bit complicated. Rashi by us would seem very clearly. If I just had Rashi by us, I would say no shayla. Shlichas Yad mixes is chayim the whole thing. That's a part of Shlichas Yad. Rashi Mandal, it is problematic unless we go with the mahal of Juma Zakri that bets the talk and not going with Shlichas Yad. Okay.
In Nemal, where Rashi's in
Daya,
this is in
Rav Nosson
or
Yad? the Rashi did Masr of Nasr. I don't know what's
because in Nemdal Rashi is explaining how it can work.
We'll talk about tonight, yeah. Right? We're getting off tonight. Say it. Okay. Now, that was Shitas Rashi. The Ran, maybe Rashi. In Tosfos, we have the second approach to this question, which is the question is again, what is the schach of the parashat Shtichlis? Yeah. So in Tosfos, yeah. In Taisa we had yesterday, when Taisa says, Shenotla vehegbiyoi amnas legoizloi. That's how Tirgama Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Abba, Kameh the Rabbi, Shenotla amnas legoizloi. And the Gemara wants to say, Aranos is the one that said, amnas shloich bayad. And the Gemara said, Machlaikas is, whether it's Shechasaran or not. Yeah? Rabbi Yaakov holds, you don't need chsar. Now, I'm sorry. So Taisa says, and not the gibi amnas la gaisla. It is there is a chsar. Not la amnas la gaisla. Taisa says, even though he holds shichas yad shichasar, you picked it up. Amnas that steal the whole barrel. Yeah, why Yechayiv? Says Taisvis, Yechayiv al Shlichas Yad. Aye, Shlichas Yad need Chasarin. Yagzer Nasa Shlichas need Chasarin. So where's the Chasarin over here? So Taisvis, the Chasarin is the whole barrel. He took everything. You know, Chasarin doesn't have to be, he took from some little bit out of the whole thing. If he take the whole thing, that's a Chasarin. That's a Chasarin. What? Oh, so that was the question. That was Evie's question yesterday. So if he took the whole thing, Sish B'chayim Al Gazlin. Wait, come on to the parish of Shlichas Yad. If you stole the whole thing, then we don't need Shlichas Yad. You're Pashta Ganav. You picked, you stole the whole thing, you're a Ganav. That was the big question in Taisus. For Taisus, Quill learning there, Yankim is saying Al Shlichas Yad. That was for Daniel. That he's saying Al Shlichas Yad. But this is a Chazarin. Question is, what do you mean? He's a god, he's a punch the gun of. He still the whole thing. Why didn't he come on the Shlichas Yad over there?
Why does it matter if it's the whole thing? Why does it matter if it's the whole thing where I'm going to be the mushroom? It's just
But he wanted to be chayim the whole thing.
I'm saying it doesn't have to be that
he would be chayim the whole thing. He's chayim the whole thing in the Mishnah.
I understand.
So he's punch the gun. Why didn't he Shlichas Yad over there?
He's
the god
of
Gazan
that takes
the Revias. He's only Gazan on the Revias.
Right.
The Mishnah is chayiv in the whole thing. So why, if he's stealing the whole thing, then what do you need a parashat Shlichas Yad? He's a parashat Ganav. That was the big question this Taisvis. Elamai, it's mukha from Taisvis. It's mukha from Taisvis that the yisoid of the of Shlichas Yad and the Chiddush and the parasha of Shlichas Yad is that by a shomer cannot be a gazlan. Okay? The reason why we need the parish of Shlichas Yad is because the shomer is yadai ki yadai. The shomer is yad, is like the yad of the Baal Bayis. He's a shomer of the Baalim, so he's like the Baalim. If he's like the Baalim, then it's not shaykh to steal. So you can't steal from yourself. Right? A gizber can't be mild if he uses it. He's a yadakiyad bailim. So the shomer is yadakiyad bailim. His yad is like yad of the bailim. So when he picks it up, it's not considered a maisig neva. When he picks it up, it's not considered a maisig neva. And only in the parish of Shlichas Yad, in Moishalach Yodim Lechas Re'eyu, that was the schadish that a shomer also could be a ganav. Only in the parish of Shlichas Yad, that's a shayli. He needs chazar, you don't need chazar. And then that's why he says, Mandam, you need chazar, you pick up the whole thing. You consider about a shalech yad. Where's the chazar? The whole thing is the chazar. The whole thing is a chesar, but it's only working mitzad the parish of Shlichas Yad, and not mitzad the parasha, the pashta parasha of Ghana. Now, l'chayra, So, right, so that's the second mahal to explain why bechlal do we need the parsha of Shlichas Yad by Shaimim to proclaim inside the algamein din of the general halacha of Ghana.
Also, you can say by Geneva, the Baal has no idea that it's going to happen. Meaning he never saw it come. Like, he doesn't know that someone else is going to touch his thing. Unless you can by a Shomer, the Baal knows that it's in his or Shuts. Meaning he's not going completely behind the Baal's back by a Shomer. But by Geneva, he's going completely behind his back.
What are you trying to say? A new Svar, why is no Geneva by Shomer?
Yeah.
Well, what's the Svar?
Because
like
Neva, it's going behind his back.
Right? So Baal, who's going behind his back? Hashem is also going behind his back. Oh. Why is Hashem any? And also, Neva has to be behind his back. Why is Hashem not behind his back? Baal's not here. It's behind his back.
Well, what? By Hashem, the Baal already gave it to him to
watch, but not to steal. But now he's stealing it. So why is that? Why is that a Ghana?
Because by one, it's more let out from the Baal's reshus than the other.
But now he like manipulated the gun. Like, he told him, "I'll watch it," and then he decided to steal it.
What the difference in matters is that he needed his tarum, so therefore to say that he was neglectful and asked to be gozel and not give it back at all.
He's stealing it. That's not a question. He's stealing it. He's not giving it back. He's stealing it. What does Master Geisel mean? You're stealing. What does Master Geisel mean? Master Geisel means stealing it.
I feel
Maharaj,
you need.
Why?
Maharaj says you don't need Kisarim.
No.
So what's Kisarim? Kisarim means that you're taking it.
Manam doesn't chasarin holds.
What chasarin means you're taking it?
Chasarin means you're mechaser it. You took away part of it. That's chasarin. Manam doesn't chasarin. Maybe let's say you pick up a barrel to be kind of revias, to take revias, be kind of revias. So you didn't take the revias out of the barrel. That's cold. That's where the shadow of chasarin. Let's say chasarin. We have to be mechaser the object. You have to make a dent in the dover. They have to ruin it a little bit. They have to do something to it. We'll see later the cases of the behemoth. You have to you machish the behemoth. You weaken the behemoth. Whatever you did to it, that's a chesed. There has to be something. So you took something away from the bekar. That's chesed. That's the machlek, is whether shlichus yad is shlichus. What is a chasarin? As it says, when you take the whole barrel, that is a chasarin. You were machas of the barrel, but you took the whole barrel. And the chasarin, go ahead and what's that? That's the chiddush of Taiz. That's called chasarin. Now, which we'll see, that not everyone agrees to that. That that's even called chasarin. We'll see the Ravid. The Ravid goes in a little bit away like Tysus, but this Knesh of Tysus, that's called Chasar. Taking the whole barrel is called Chasar. Goes like being Mechasa the whole thing, that's not Chasar. Raiv is going to hold. Chasar is Dafka when you're Mechasa, when you have to be Mepakim, be Mechasa the thing. It has to be something that you did, you did something to the Pekadim. You took away something from the Pekadim. Okay? That's Chiddush Tysus, that's called Chasar. Now the Ravid, the Chayyur, that's the side of what we're saying in the Ravid and Taisus. That the reason why we need a parasha of Shlichas Yad is because without the parasha of Shlichas Yad, then it's not Shai Ganeva by Shaymer. We said this far because Yadik Yadai, Samael's not Shai Chamaisa Ganeva. The Ravid, the Chayyur, it's more like that as well. Because there's two Ravid. There's one Ravid. In Perek Dalet, Geneva, Halacha Yud. When the Rambam says, Shemin Shagana Mershusai, Kagain, Shagana Fle Me'ede, Shuf Geretzlai, Mamish Ar Halacha. Yeah? The Halacha of Shmuel Rukiva, right? Shagana Fle Me'ede, we're the Shemin. Okay? The Sel Mekis, right? This is Dalet Yud Geneva. Yeah? Mieshal of Edim says the Rambam Chayiv bekeifel Gimel Yud Geneva Chayiv keifel says the Rambam. Why Chayiv keifel? Shomer shagana mirshusai kigoyin shagana klem meeder v'sela mekis shufka netzloi. Mieshal of Edim Chayiv bekeifel. Is everything clear?
Yeah.
Wonderful. What?
Argues on thesis.
One second. Give him a chance. Right. Now, im yoshal ve'chai bekeifol. Yeah, apish hichzer aselum kaimoy v'chol edroy. Every chai bechusa yachi nidas bayim. Ram Paskin's like who? Atche yodiu bayim. Who's he Paskin? Sharei kol se shmirasoy. Ukiil lehichzer klum. Atche yodiu bayim. Look, the Raivin. The Rambam says, "Im yeshol eidim chay bekeifol." Zok der Ravid, "I'm Rav Ram, ze einoy klom, ze einoy klom." Garnish gezakt. Yeah. So what does the Ravid tell him? Is there is no chiyuv keifol, right? Says Kesa Mishnah, Kalai Kavanasa Lai Mash, Lemetsinu Kefil Bashimer, El Batani Tan is Ganav. When is Shimer Chayef Kefil? There's a parish of Kefil by Shimer. When? If he's Tani Tan is Ganav, right? He claimed that it was stolen. And really, it wasn't stolen. He claimed that it was stolen. And he swore. Yeah? That's the parish of Tani Tan is Ganav in the Torah. That's when there's a parish of Kefil, the Pasuk tells me. Right? But if he wasn't tying his Ghana, and it was, if he wasn't Nishma, he didn't swear, there's no Kiyuv Kefil. I forgot the Akasha Nimish Zabayan and Mashalm Kefil, someone else that steals his Chayiv, not a Shaymer. Who asked about Loy Shalim? The Loy, Lomelon Shvor. What did he Shvor for? Yeah? Oh. That's what the Kesa Mishnah says. What do we see in the Ravid? He says, there's no parasha called Tani Tan is gone. Yeah? You swore. You say you claim it was stolen. And you swore. But falsely, then there's a parasha, then there's Kefil. Otherwise, why don't you chayiv as a pashta ganav? Ram says, ain't that he's stolen. He's a ganav. He's a pashta ganav. He's a ganav. Why is he chayiv? Elamai, he's not a ganav. Elamai is Mukhlai Taisus. And a shimer is not a ganav. And a shimer steals from the Bayim. It's not a Maisa Gneva, Mukhlai. A shimer that steals is not a Maisa Gneva. Tosh Tain Raivit. It's not a Maisa Gneva. You can't be Chayiv Al. You can't be Chayiv Kefil as a Pashta Ganav. Yeah, it's a parish of Tain Tain is ganav. Yeah? You claimed it was stolen. And really, really you stole it. And you swore that the parish of Tain Tan's Ganav, Chayiv Kefil. But as a Pashta Ganav, that no such thing. You're not a Ganav, like Tysus. Now, the Ravid in Israel Gimel Yabez, by the case of the barrel, yeah, the Rambam says, "A gbias a chavis lethal men revius is chayim by inser half ishloi nata." Yeah, a gbias a chavis lethal men revius. This is Shmuel, right? A gbias a chavis lethal men revius is chayim by inser half ishloi nata. Right. Rapish line up. Zog the Ravid. Loim mechub regabam hamilsa. Im loy chash a lethal mimen eler vias shechayim bekula. Can't be. All he wants to do is take her vias. How can he bechayim bekula? I feel not down. And if he took her vias, not just picked it up to take her vias, he actually took her vias. He's also not chayiv. El masnisin shekbiya ay the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we just saw a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? You saw the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Hekbiya v'not lemen revias. Mishalim to make kula. Yeah? The Rav and I, we have a Mishnah. So the Rav, what's the Mishnah talking about? Shagbia Ligzal is Kula. Why not thou Akshab El Ravias? Shukhaya Bakula. And that Shmuel says, and he didn't take it But so that Zichasarin, whatever happened in Shmuel. Now the person says the Ravid, when you chayev bekula, only if you had it, if you picked it up to steal the whole thing. Yeah? And that, you know, if you just want to steal Urbius, you're not chayev. Right? Not like the Pashup Shan, the Sugya, the way all the Shinim learn. Rashi and Vah, they all learn, if you pick the bell, I'll ask it to take just one Urbius, you're chayev in the whole battle. That's the Mishnah. Says Rashi, no, that's not what we're talking about. What are we talking about? You picked up the barrel to steal the whole barrel. And still there's an issue of that revius. You're going to have to take out revius. You stole the whole barrel and still there's an issue of taking out that revius. You have to take out a revius. And yeah, so what does Shmuel mean? Can we not lower this? Whatever, you have to, it's a little difficult to figure exactly how the Rabbi is understanding Shmuel. But upon him, what does the Rabbi tell me? You picked up the barrel, the only time you chayev in the whole barrel, if you picked up the whole barrel to steal the whole barrel, yeah? And even though you pick the whole barrel, still there has to be a shlichas yad over here. And my double chasar, you have to take out a revius. Yeah? So one second. What's going on over here? What do we see in this ravid? The chayav was not like Taisvis. So even though the ravid, this is the kifler by says, even though the ravid holds like Taisvis, that what? The chayav, the chiddush of shlichas yad is the reason why you need a parasha shlichas yad, because it's not shayek and eva. That's why the Rambam says there's no kefil. He always, the Rambam says the kefil. The Rambam says there is no kefil. But yet, where Tais is learned up in our Gemara, that where Yaakov says, just to keep Daniel awake a little bit. So Yaakov says that what? What's the case of the Mishnah? That what? What's the case of the Mishnah? Ligzal shenot lamnas legoizla. Taisus learns. Ino yol tichasarin. Where's the chasarin?
By taking the whole thing.
The whole barrel is a chasarin. The Rabbi says no. Even if you took this, you're stealing the whole barrel, says the Ravid. You need chazar on the man of chazar and chazar, and you're gonna have to take out of this. Now, the Rambam says, as long as you picked it up and take out one of this, that's chazar, the chayav the whole barrel, like Rashi. The Ravid says, no. The Ravid says, you only chayav the whole barrel if you're stealing the whole barrel. But still the Rabbi is saying you need shlichas yad.
They both say you need shlichas yad.
One second. The lechosh.
What's the chisaron? No.
Nasnis the shagbil ligzos kula. Loinot al achshav el rabbis shulchayev bekula. But after me, the Rabbi says, in order you take me one rabbis right before Shmuel. The Mishnah says you picked up the barrel and you took a rabbis, right? The Mishnah says that, right? What does it say in the Mishnah? Bia v'nata l'men revius. Yeah, he picked the barrel and he took a revius. Says the Rabbi, what does that mean? You picked the barrel to steal the whole barrel, and still you need to take a revius. That's b'shlichas yad. That means the picking of the barrel is not b'shlichas yad. Even though you're stealing the whole thing, that my number of tzichasarim, that's not, you're not gonna be chayev for that. So it means he doesn't hold like Taisus Chiddush that. That my name is Yichasarin, stealing the whole barrel, that's en chasar and gadol mazeh. The Raya says, no, that's not a chasar. In order to be chayiv the whole barrel again, you have to steal the whole barrel. But still, there has to be a shlichas yad. Still, there has to be a chasar. You have to take one revius. And then you chayiv for the whole thing. Akapanim, so we see that even though the Raya, that's in learns like Taisvis, you know the Raya learns like Taisvis, that a shomer is not considered a gazlan, but he doesn't hold that this is called taking the whole barrel. That's called sorry.
What? Because you're giving it back. Why? Because you're giving it back to anybody. You're only.
No, you're not necessarily giving it back.
So why
didn't that be sorry? Because I guess you learn chasar. You have to be mechaser the thing. You have to make a chasar in the object. Take no object is not being mechaser the object.
You have to drink
something. You have to mechasa something. Take a revius. Do something to the object. That's the parasha shlichas yad. But if you weren't mechasa the object, you didn't do anything to the object, that's not chasar. That's not chasar.
It's always going to be chasar. It's always chasar. You're always taking the whole thing.
No.
If you just took a revius.
If you don't have in mind taking the whole thing, if you're not spilling the whole thing, You're just using it. We'll see the sugis later. You're using it. You ruin it a little bit. That's called chasar. That's called chasar. What do you mean?
Is there a case that
Taisus
says no
chasar? What's the case? It's not chasar.
What do you do to it?
You used it, but you didn't mess it up. You didn't do anything to it. Now, truth of the matter is,
what are you taking the whole thing for?
He's taking it off to steal the whole thing, but he's not chayef for that. Why is not chayef for that? Because he's not a ghana. A shomer can't be a regular ghana, right? Here again, we see she's arriving that a shomer can't be a ghana. Otherwise, why is he chayef al ghana? He picked up the whole thing. He stole the whole thing. He picked up the barrel. Stole the barrel. He's a ghana. And my again, we see the sign that a shomer is not a ghana. That's the aleph we see in the arriving. A shomer is not a ghana. But now we see another chiddush in the arriving. That we don't say that that's a chasar.
He's taking the whole thing. He's just going to look at it. Like what? He's going to use it eventually.
He's going to eventually solve. But Kozman, he didn't do anything. Kozman, he was not mechasered, and he's popped it.
That's what I said. If I take the whole barrel, he's already chayev.
That's called chasar.
As
shlichas yad. Tais learned that we picked the whole thing. That itself is shlichas yad, and with the chasar. The Raya says, no, you need to take the whole thing, but that's not called chasar.
That's
the thing you need chasar. Going in the Manam, you need a chasar. Yankif holds, you need a chasar, the Mar'a says. What does the Mar'a say? Between Yaakov and Nelson is where they need a chasar now, right? Now, the Ritva over here seems to have a third approach, which is also Mavur and Rishayim, the Hemshuch, the next sugya. Again, the sugya in the bottom with the Machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch or not. Okay, so the Raya there, we'll see the Rishayim that might hold the Ritva. But the Ritva right away by us shows us his hand. The Ritva says it like this. So the Ritva said, he sums up the sugya a bit, and he says, it comes out that there's three things in our sugya. Yeah? There's three pshat in the Gemara. What does Litzar Chai mean? Yeah? There are three pshat in the Gemara. What are three pshat in the Gemara?
Zeila,
Shukas Yad,
and
Shal Shal Das. Right? Says the Ritva, Shleish Advarim. No, that doesn't. That doesn't even deserve an extra herring by the kiddush either. I got a cool story to say. Shleish Advarim, maybe, because no one else said it. I don't know. Maybe not me. You have to add the herring to the kiddush meal. Shleish dvarim husker v'kang. Rabbi Yisai. B'may ditonim asis lo tzarechai. Oishnot l'gozla. Shleich v'yad. Oishnot l'avshar shlemi das. Kol echamei lo chai v'bointzim. Three efanim. Rabbi Yisai. Three efanim. Echai v'nointzim. U'tshicha meshicha. Blay meshicha lo emechai v'klal. Ibshus v'mar kaima. Now, Gazla Mishalish Lamidas, now the Rebbe breaks down these three categories. Gazla Mishalish Lamidas, Shaykh B'chol Adam, Bein Shaymer, Bein Inish Di Alma. Yeah? The man Omar. Yeah? According to Yankiv, according to Ritva, that's a Pashta Ghana, right? Gazla Mishalish Lamidas, Shaykh b'chol adam. Very clearly, does not learn like Taisvitz that Amasla Geisla is shlichus yad. Amasla Geisla is what? A pashta gana. Shaykh b'chol adam. Avol shloach yad less el pekod. Ushmay muchach machiach olav. Shloach yad b'pekod. Right? What he's talking about. So the parish of shlichus yad is a chiddush. In the parish of Shaimrim. G'dom Akrah, Gavi Shaimrim, Loi Shalach Yadai. Oh. So what's the difference between Shlichas Yad and Geneva, according to Ritva?
One.
Binyamin?
Who's a Shaykh?
What?
Who's a
Shaykh? Who's a Shaykh, by?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
What is it?
No, but what is the difference though? What is the fundamental difference? Says the Ritva, what is the difference? You didn't tell me what the difference is. You just told me it's only Shai by Shai. What is the difference though? What is the difference?
When you're using, even though you're still Shai Mer, when you're using, you're being.
Hey.
When you're depending on whether you're playing a music part of it.
Says, can we read the Ritva, please, Rabbi Yisai? Let the Ritva talk. No one else is representing him properly.
Whether you're playing
a
playing back.
Oh,
Shkaya.
What did you say?
After?
I didn't hear. Says the Ritva.
It doesn't count.
Rabbi Yisai. No herring for the answer. A night that lives on. Rabbi Yisai. Hanoitel Livzal, who Hanoitel Aldas Litla Kula, I Mitzasa, Latsmai. I, Sheikh Yachserena, Velo Yishalim Labalim. Buchai Bainsen, Lakimisha Moshach, Ladas came, Afapish Leichasar. That's why there's no, by Ganev, there's no parish of Chasar. As long as you took it, you stole it, yeah? Aldas, not to return it. Aldas, not to return it. Vashleach, yeah, the Vikadin, Daito, Lito, Ulchas Rako, Oy Mitzas, Aldas, the Shalim, the Bailim. Says the Ritva, what is the fundamental difference between Shlichas Yad and Geneva? Why do we need a new parasha in Anderwerter? Why do we need a new parasha of Shlichas Yad? Zok the Ritva, the Nafkimin is whether you're planning on paying or not. By Geneva, you're stealing it and you're not planning on paying. By Shlichas Yad, you're stealing it, and you're planning on paying. Even though you're planning on paying, that's the chiddush in the parasha. M'lashalach yadav, m'lashalach yadai, m'lachasreyu, teichayev, for Shlichas Yad, that's only by Shaymer. That is a special bazunger chiddush in the parasha of Shaymerim, m'lashalach yadai, that if you shalach yad, you're chayiv, even though, as a shaymer, you're chayiv, even though you're planning on paying. So as a pashtagana, you're not going to be chayiv. But as a parash of Shlichas Yad, that was the schadish, the parash of Shlichas Yad.
You force someone to give you something and you're going to pay for it. It's not
First of all, that's the parasha of Chamson. If you pay for it, the Yoivel is Sachmoy. You're not necessarily over. You're not necessarily over Sigzel.
Right, but it's still.
So what do you want?
So you're still
Chayav. Still Chayav what? Who said you're Chayav?
You said
let's say you're Yoivel is Sachmoy. You're Chamson. Right, there's an ace with the right. There's an ace with the right by Chamson. We'll get to the right. We'll get to the right. We'll get to the right. So again, Rabbi Yisai, so what's you say to the Ritva? The chilul between Ganov and Shaleach Yad. Wasn't in the parish of Lichas Yad, even though you're planning on pay. Even though you're planning on pay.
Isn't that a Gideon
Rahm? Yeah, what about that?
So why
who talks about that?
It's just like a concept.
You know? What's that concept?
I'm saying, why don't we...
No, I know. What is that concept? What's the concept? What's the concept by Gideon?
Wait, that's
not going to ask later.
What's the difference then?
Which Shlichus
Yad and Gideon?
Again, what's the difference by Gideon? Going to ask later.
What's the
difference? What are you telling me? You said you're the one that knows that's familiar with the concept. You're throwing around concepts over here.
You're still
a Gideon. What?
What's the case?
You are a Gideon. Oh, so there is a sugya.
It's different.
There is a sugya. There's a Gemara that Samach Aleph on the Beis in Maseches Bab Metzia in the fifth, the beginning of Ezer Neshech. But there, the Gemara discusses the various yisurim that we have by involving taking other people's money. And why you need all of them? So, the Gemara says, "Lo yisignayvu the katz rachman alamali." Yeah, lo yisignayvu the katz rachman. Where does it say lo yisignayvu? What?
Firstly,
in Kedoshim. Huh? Could they? What you say? Right. Not in Saras Adibris. Saras Adibris says lo yisignayvu. What's that talking about?
Kidnapping.
Really?
Doesn't say thou shalt not steal in the Maseres Adibris. Okay? But that's not the main point over here. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? What's learned out from Leisignoivu? Leisignoivu amnas lemeikat. Leisignoivu amnas leshale. Tashlume keifel. Amnas lemeikat. So actually, what's amnas lemeikat? The tsa'er. The mitzayer. You're stealing just the mitzayer. The Ritva over there brings down. The Ritva brings down two pshat. What does it mean amnas lemeikat? You're stealing the mitzayer. What does that mean? Are you giving it back? You're not giving it back. You steal something, just to retire. Yeah? But are you planning on keeping it? You're not planning on keeping it.
Are those the two
chocolate? Right, Yoni. Zog der Dva. Pirish. Bechdei letzaret chaveh. Rebilvad. Vedaita lahak ziloi. When Tom Pirish and Cain... Kol oylem oyvim b'lav zeh. Everyone's over on this. Everyone steals things just to mitzayir their friend and then you give it back. Kol oylem. Ay. What? Kol oylem is over on this. Le'os rachmana.
What is the thing that Kol oylem does?
Le'os rachmana. Ella, kishadaitai la'akvai la'atzmai. Loishiyan imenu, el shisal chaveirai. Elmai is talking about his plan keeping it. He's not doing it because he wants that guy's object. He's only doing it to retire him. Kashal l'shma. He's doing it just to retire the guy. Not chas v'shalom, he's not going to be nana for the gazela. But my, he's not planning to give me back. Otherwise, you know, well, what'd you count? Okay, for that second you retire that? He wants to retire the guy.
It's not
different if
he's retiring or not. He stole it forever, so he's stealing it.
So my, he's chayiv. But that's, why do you need such a pasuk for it?
You're taking it just to make it lose out, not because you want it at all. Is that how Zelo and Adab is a Faser?
We're talking about stealing over here.
Yeah. Same thing.
Bekitzer. Yeah, the Machlokes Rishonim. What is this concept that Aaron's throwing around over here? Stealing, yeah? Stealing when you're gonna give it back. Is that a thing or not? Right? So his boss says, when it says "Gonav Manas Lameikat," yeah, Manas Latzayer. So according to the first chapter Dva, you're chayiv. According to the first chapter Dva, even if you plan on giving it back, still Yair Leisigzo. Still Yair Leisigzo. The Beit Ham says no. If it's the whole world is Yair Leisigzo. Little pasleidus. How am I? It means you're planning on keeping it, but gezeila by definition is you're planning on keeping it. If you're not planning on keeping it, it's not gezeila. So what does Manasseh Lameikah mean? You're only doing letzar. The Dov wants to know why you need to set a puzzle that. Basically, Hakabandim, that's the Tumah of Mivah. Now, 1 second. What's our Adva telling us? That gezeila, the difference between gezeila and shlichus yad. But shlichus yad, you're planning on giving it back. But gezeila, you're not planning on giving it back. You're not planning on paying. According to one chandra dva, even not planning on paying, even if you are planning on paying, you're still gneiv. What is it telling me? Gneiv is when you're not planning on paying. That's what Shlichus Yad has to be planning on paying. Shlichus Yad has to be planning on paying. Yeah? You're not a Gan. You're not a Parsh Nagan of Shlichus Yad. That's why you're not a Parsh of Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad, the Chiddush of Shlichus Yad is when you're planning on paying. Either above it is, brings down two Shittas. Whether or not, when you're planning on paying, are you considered a Ganav or not? First pshat, konam nas lameikat, means you're planning on paying, and still you're ganav. That's Aaron's ganav of master the master l'shalim, and still riva. That doesn't sound, you know, it means a bad time. He says, yeah, first is perfect. It doesn't sound, doesn't unless maybe once riva means a bad time, he doesn't hold to that. But riva seems to be not too pshat. It means he has a serious sad to say. The Gona Amnas Lameka means Amnas to pay, but still, you're able to signal it.
Amnas Tachzir means Amnas to pay, take it, and then you'll give it back eventually.
What do you mean?
I took it, you stole it for a week.
There's Amnas to give it back. Rosh says that seems to agree to Shasad that you're able to signal. So it could be Kumachal Nurdva between Loisignoiv and Chiv of Lagan. Harin Aridva, we're not discussing Le Signoi. Aridva, what's our whole discussion and our whole sugya? We're talking about the chiyuv of Agana. Agana is chayiv and einsin, right? Agana is chayiv and einsin, right? Want, and there's a parish in Lashalach Yad, if you shame it, that Shalach Yad is also Chayiv and Einzim. Hence, we want to know what's the difference between Shlichus Yad or Gana. Why do you need a parish of Shlichus Yad? What's the Chadish in the parish of Shaim of Shlichus Yad that you Chayiv and Einzim? Harei Rebbe, you're a parish of Gana. So now we had three Mahalchim over here. And the boss says, that Gana is we're not planning a paying. That's when. But if you're planning a paying, you're not chayiv in Einzim, right? But could be though, like Signa, it could be Iver. There's a sugi. It could be a sugi over there. The shayla whether. Whether when you steal amnas and you're gonna give it back, are you really sick? Right? That's the machlagas of the hook between the first chapter of and Rabbeinu Tam. The guy being over the lot. Our sugya is discussing the chiyuv teshlumin, chiyuv of einzim, the chiyuv of a gana, a chayiv of einzim. So maybe when the Dvabaya says that a Gandav is, when you're not planning on giving it back, that's when is Nishad Shechiv Einzin of a Gandav. Like Shechiv by Shimer, we plan on giving it back, so you don't have the Chiv Einzin of Shimer. You're not discussing the Isser of the Gnaim. So about the Chiv of the Gnaim, which might not be totally Havah. Okay, we'll see Mishnah tomorrow, maybe different.